Welcome to your Monex USA Daily Market Update for Tuesday, February 24, 2026. The U.S. dollar is starting the day on a strong note, trading in higher ranges against its G10 peers. All eyes are on the Consumer Confidence Report, set to be released at 10 a.m. Eastern Time. Later today, we'll also hear from several Federal Reserve members, and this evening, former President Trump will deliver a State of the Union address. In a surprising turn of events, the Supreme Court's decision to overturn President Trump's use of the International Emergency Economic Powers Act to justify tariffs has added a fresh layer of uncertainty to the markets. This decision has prompted the European Union to pause the ratification of last year's trade deal with the U.S. The EU is particularly concerned about the potential for stacking tariffs under Section 122, which could push tariff rates beyond what was originally agreed upon. Meanwhile, geopolitical tensions remain in focus. Speculation continues around a potential U.S. strike in Iran, which has driven crude oil prices to their highest intraday levels since July. This uncertainty has also boosted demand for U.S. treasuries, as traders seek safe haven investments amidst the volatility. Now, let's take a look at what's on the economic calendar this week. Later today at 10 a.m., we'll get updates on factory orders and durable goods. Tomorrow, the Conference Board will release its Consumer Confidence Report at 10 a.m., and on Friday, we'll see January's Producer Price Index figures at 8:30 a.m. Turning to the G10 currencies, the Japanese yen is the biggest loser against the U.S. dollar this morning. This comes after a headline from Prime Minister Tokaichi, where she expressed reservations about additional rate hikes by the Bank of Japan. While she has been a strong advocate for responsible fiscal policy since her party's sweeping victory in the lower house of the Diet, any suggestion that she might constrain the Bank of Japan's independence could undermine market confidence. The British pound is also trading lower against the dollar today. This follows an uptick in unemployment and softer-than-expected inflation data. Bank of England Governor Andrew Bailey has stated that he doesn't currently see the need for further rate cuts. However, the key question remains whether inflation will begin to influence long-term expectations. That's it for today's Daily Market Update from Monex USA. Thanks for tuning in, and we'll be back next time with more insights to keep you informed and ahead of the curve. Disclaimer: this podcast is for informational purposes only and does not constitute financial advice. Please consult with a professional for specific investment decisions.